The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you today, as usual. So here we go. Listen up, because here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and so grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Honda Highway, Kahului, which says it, Alive and Well. Terrific, fabulous place where you can get the most amazing products, organically raised, combinations that are terrific for your health across the boards, protein powders, vitamins, etc., everything you can imagine, and the best prices and the highest grade. And also, let us not forget, right there, hand in hand, is the beautiful organic broth cafe at Alive and Well. Broad spectrum broth across the boards, whatever your choice. We don't impose the choices. We want you to choose healthily, of course, but choosing whether you're vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, you want organic meat, you want wild fish, you want organic chicken, turkey, whatever. You want it to be organic, you want it to be safe, you want it to be wonderfully grown. And remember, we are, that is what we provide there, and we are in great, super, what shall I say, an alliance, a loving alliance with the local organic farmers here in Maui, and we every day the beautiful produce is brought to us for our wonderful juices, for our magnificent vegetables, all of that. And go right on, Dan, talk about it.
Right on
with the Vortex.
Right on, baby.
With the Vortex.
Well, we're going to have coffee, tea, or whatever your water drink is, or just plain old water. It isn't just plain old water at Alive and Well. It's Vortex water. Vortex is spun and pummeled and beat up and splashed, and it gives you the same volatile hydrogen-oxygen combination that as if you were gathering a cup full of mountain stream in the Alps, okay? Or in Maui. See the waterfalls in Maui? That's Vortex, okay?
Yes.
As you're driving down Hana Highway all the way to Hana. But water sitting in a tank or sitting in any reservoir for any length of time doesn't seem to have the same volatility, doesn't seem to have the same effects of assimilation and utilization in your body as real vortexed water.
That's
so
right.
Give it a shot. I think you'll notice the difference. And your houseplants definitely will. And even if some people are also using the water for their outdoor plants right around the house.
Exactly. Okay. And don't forget, too, that all the, as Dennis was saying, all the drinks and the water that you get when you're eating at that beautiful broth cafe on the marble counters, the beautiful air conditioning, lovely seats, all of that. Yes, but you can be filling your jugs with that and taking it home and keeping yourself clean and pure and safe and
ideally
oxygenated.
Ideally, you'd be using glass jugs.
That's right.
Bottles, whatever,
ideally.
Anywhere from a quart, a pint, a cup full, to 5 gallons or more, whatever the container is that you can carry out to the car. So it's there, it's waiting for you, and it'll quench any thirst you may have.
Right, and you know, our thirst for great health is universal. And I want to start by saying that there's knowledge, and thank God for the holistically minded medical doctors with all kinds of credentials who make us aware of what nutrition can do and all the background to it in the clinical studies. And let us start by saying one of the things that affects me so deeply in life is that Dr. Frank, and I'll see what tell you what he says, and then I want to tell you about my own experience. Again, Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. We don't put people on medications or take them off. Doctor's area. But we love to share the information as we are sharing that with you now. Very important doctor, Dr. Frank Schallenberger, MD, with loads of credentials, is reporting how women over 45, that's the title of his article, how women over 45 can prevent breast cancer. And he's saying here his main point, as a woman starts to approach menopause, that's the 40s, her progesterone levels decline. This generally starts about 4 to 5 years before the onset of full menopause. The result of the less progesterone to offset cancer-stimulating effects of estrogen. That's what progesterone does.
Excessive cancer.
That's right.
Excessive estrogens create a cancer environment.
That's right. This is why the chance of having clinical breast cancer is so much higher in postmenopausal women. The other problem, says the doctor, is that while estrogen is increasing, the toxic forms, and progesterone is decreasing, the hormone melatonin is also decreasing. And he was saying that melatonin has a direct immune system effect against cancer growth. But I want to say that he also says, I recommend that every woman in the U.S. take these measures, including the natural progesterone cream. The incidence of clinical breast cancer and breast cancer deaths would decrease by 90%.
90%.
And he reports the title of the clinical trials medically. One of them is titled The Role of Progesterone Receptors in Breast Cancer. Okay? And progesterone receptor modulates estrogen receptor or action in breast cancer. These are all medical studies that he is quoting.
And these all corroborate what doctors said 50 years ago. Dr. John Lee.
That's right.
Who formulated perhaps the first bioidentical progesterone cream.
That's exactly okay? right.
And he told me when he was here as a guest speaker for the crowd we had at the high school, 500 people showed up to hear his lecture. He told me he was beside himself for years because all he had available to help women during this transition from premenopause to menopause and postmenopause was the synthetic drugs. So he formulated the bioidentical progesterone cream and had a renowned biochemist put it together for him.
That's right.
Okay.
And the important thing, which was even made very clear also by the leading OBGYN in the United States, head of Mount Sinai Hospital, okay? And he was even saying that just as leading doctors on television have come on and say, it has to be used, extracted and standardized from the plant, okay? Standardized extract. But it has to be used on the skin.
Topically,
because taken by mouth, mm-hmm. the liver inactivates it in
That's
a few
right.
minutes. Not a synthetic progesterone, but progesterone cream where the cells receive it. And one of the major roles of that natural progesterone, and this is a definition, fills receptor sites in breast, endometrial, and ovarian tissue, and doesn't allow the hyperstimulation of toxic estrogens to cause cellular growth and cancers.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a definition. And when I first learned about it, was in, Dennis and I were nutrition consultants in Florida at that time, and I was more than 30 years younger, okay? And I'd had continuously what doctors told me was your breasts are like bean bags, solid rocks. This is exactly what I was told. No normal tissue. They will definitely convert to cancer. And they're in that process even now. We must amputate or you will die of this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even want to go to doctors because I heard that. I didn't know at the time what was the answer. But we were working with a top nutritionist, very famous, Jeff Donegan. And he said, Mona, he discovered the work of Dr. John Lee and the natural progesterone cream. Mona, I brought this in. You have to use this on the breast tissues.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I've had this for years, Jeff. It's all abnormal. Use it the way Dr. Lee says. I used it, and within 2 months, I had 100% normal breast tissue. There was no trace that there ever been those lumps, and I have all these years, and I use it all my life since then, right next to mine. Okay? And I just want to say, too, that, again, not making a claim, just sharing information. But one of the most dramatic instances I do remember was my niece. because her mother had died young of the most deadly form of breast cancer. I can't remember the name, but it was a very deadly form. And Carrie, my niece, was young, and she had developed it. And they said you're in fourth stage, it's spread everywhere. You have most 6 months to live. She actually called me to find out if I knew of any way to commit suicide that was, you know, from a plant or something that would just give her.
Yeah.
And I said, Carrie, listen to me. I'm sending you, along with some supportive nutrients, but the main player is the natural progesterone cream. Use this the way Dr. Lee and other experts have said. Niels Larson, he's the head of Mount Sinai OBGYN, that's talked about it endlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie did, and within a few months, there was no trace of the cancer. She's lived many years with that, and with freedom of that incredible that. And we've seen that with many, many friends and people we've known that's been so successful.
And Dr. Lee, when he was here, confided in me, said that with the bioidentical progesterone cream applied directly to the breasts, ductal carcinoma in situ, that is, before it invades the entire breast.
Right.
All right. Milk duct cancer in situ using the bioidentical progesterone cream. He says he has reams of cases of women who use the cream applied directly to the breasts, and in no time at all, the ductal carcinoma in situ went away.
That's wonderful. Praise God for Dr. John Lee and that work and all of that. And remember, just as he has said and other leaders have said, that same action is wonderful in the uterus and in other areas mm-hmm. where there are fibroids or other types of growth. Can
hormonal
really be
helpful. Hormonal imbalance.
And you have something to say.
But the hormonal imbalance is begins in the late 30s. The progesterone levels start to diminish in the late 30s and the periods become heavier and the PMS becomes more frequent and more intense. But using the bioidentical progesterone cream, as Dr. Lee suggested and promoted, not the progestin. Progestin is a man-made synthetic drug, a wannabe progesterone. But progestin offers no protection, and that's what concerned Dr. Lee for so many years. That's what he was limited to using because there was no other product available. But by getting rid of the progestins and using the progesterone, not internally, but as you said, honey, applied topically.
That's exactly what he said and other leaders. And you have something important to report.
Well, I do. This is something that people have a great deal of problems with, and I did for years as well, because I always, as a younger person, I always thought that the FDA was there to protect you, that the FDA was made rules and regulations which would protect people from any kind of pharmaceutical excesses. But what I didn't know, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has pointed out, he made a big splash because of his opinion about the COVID drugs and the deleterious effects that they've had on people. And he pointed out also that the pharmaceutical industry, the Food and Drug Administration's budget is paid, 50% of that budget is paid for directly from the drug companies. The governing body is supported and paid by the drug companies, the drug manufacturers. Does that ring a bell somewhere in the back of your head? Here's something else. This was in today's Maui News. The Drug Enforcement Agency's second person in command, big wheel in the Drug Enforcement Agency, quits because of reports of his previous consulting work for Big Pharma. The interlocking, the interplay between the drug industry and the governing bodies and the bureaucrats who are supposedly protecting us from excesses from the drug industry are been highly suspect for years and years and years. But these are two examples of how the influencers gain their influence. They buy their influence. How do they do that? Well, they give money to the FDA. and the people who work at the FDA have worked in the drug industry before they worked for the FDA. Or the people who work for the FDA work in collusion with the drug industry. Is it any wonder that drugs are so prevalent in the medical community? That's their sole source of medicine, of therapy, is drugs and drugs and more drugs. Where holistic physicians depend on how to create cellular life to help correct any kind of nutritional deficiencies or excessive inflammation, which may be contributing to a degradation of your health scenario.
Right, and you know, when we're talking about ways of making sure that we contribute to our health scenario, here's the top doctor's report that supports everything Dennis has said and that we've told people. This is absolutely, and here it is. They're saying here, support for a healthy inflammatory response. And they say the three pillars of joint health triangle are support for a healthy inflammatory response, promotion of healthy joint cartilage, and support for healthy blood vessels. And if you don't have all three of these, say the doctors, your joint health will continue to suffer, and this means more aches and stiffness in the knees, hips, and back with each passing year. So then they make this point here. Okay, inflammation, they say, boy, this could be you talking then, is the center of chronic conditions most. This includes deteriorating joint health as well. Wear, tear, injury, and loss of cartilage are all things that damage your joints. And when you sustain damage to joints, even at cellular level, more inflammation and more inflammation equals more pain. And then when
you just consider this. Inflammation, what is inflammation? It's fire.
That's right.
Fire burns. You can use fire intelligently and constructively, but chronic inflammation, cellular fire in your body, is not constructive. It burns up connective tissue. It burns up every little microscopic cell and enzyme function between cells. And that causes degradation of health.
That's exactly right. And they support everything that you're saying about how it destroys cartilage tissue and how terrible it is. And they say it's possible to support this. And, you know, and they say, and this often surprises people, they say, because the support, one of the things that they talk about is the act, is the Boswellia serrata. I like to say it with a little bit of an accent, Boswellia serrata, used for thousands of years, supporting healthy inflammatory response, amazing herb from Asia and Africa. A clinical study show that it improves joint flexibility and mobility, and these doctors recommend that. And he says thousands of studies. The other one they say is the top player along with that is turmeric, the active ingredient in turmeric.
Turmeric, yes, the active ingredient in turmeric is curcumin.
That's just what they say.
But there's about eensy weensy bitsy little parts of curcumin.
Eensy weensy bitsy.
In every turmeric. But I want to digress for a minute and talk about pain power, if I may, okay? Because the pain power is 2,000% more effective in reducing chronic inflammation than is turmeric. The source of curcumin is turmeric, but the concentration, higher dosages of curcumin, which you find in pain power, are amazing in reducing fire.
That's
in your
right.
cells.
That's
inflammation.
Right. And the natural enzymes that eat up all the inflammation are present in high power, too, and help to clean out the arteries also.
And it contains the Boswellia that you just talked
exactly,
about.
Exactly, in high potency and high power. And no allergens, no animal, no allergens,
right.
No side effects whatsoever.
Have you ever heard of natokinase? Have you ever heard of serratiopeptidase? Have you ever heard of amla?
I have because you taught me about that, Dan.
Yes,
you
I know. It's taken a long time to drill it into your head,
but you finally... sometimes you have to yell a little louder in my ear, you know what I mean?
Okay. I know. But all of these components are put together in the formula called pain power. Reduces pain, yes, but it reduces pain because it obliterates excessive inflammation.
That's right, and heals the joints. And what's very fascinating, then, is one of its best buddies, and that's why we have both of them at Alive and Well. They're best buddies. And listen to what these doctors say. And they say, "Do you like eggs?" say the doctors, "because it's part of the egg supports healthy joint cartilage. But it's not the contents of the egg itself," say the doctors. "It's actually the eggshell membrane." Mm-hmm. You see, an eggshell has two membranes containing compounds called glycosaminoglycans. Okay. And they hydrate your joint cartilage so it stays supple and flexible. I'm giving this to you in a second. You can think of these as an antidote for old creaky door hinges. Can you read, okay. Now, your joints need it to stay supple. Can you read this thing here?
What can I read?
Go right ahead. Read that, what the doctors have to say about eggshell membrane.
That's where you find the connective tissue component, absolutely. That's why taking natural eggshell membrane in supplement form is so beneficial, say the doctors. Again, word for word from here on, folks. One study compared 500 milligrams of natural eggshell membrane versus a placebo in a group of patients with knee pain and stiffness. The group who received the eggshell membrane enjoyed a huge reduction in pain and inflammation and 31% reduction in stiffness after just 60 days, 2 months. "For this reason," says the doctor, "I recommend natural eggshell membrane to help support lubricated joint cartilage while reducing discomfort. My next superfood for promoting healthy joint cartilage
is
collagen."
That's right. All collagen. Right. You betcha. We always talk about collagen. Your skin's made of it. Your joints are made of it. Your bones are made of it.
And keep in mind, again, the pain power with all of its anti-inflammatories puts out the raging fire that starts to happen when you get a little bit past 40.
Or when you're an athlete, or when you're working in different works where you're hammering, or you're doing roofs, whatever you're doing, you're breaking down tissue because you're overusing it, overusing it in the great lifespan. But I'm saying it's a challenge to the thing. Okay, and you can have it at any age. Don't turn to the nasty drugs. Take the nutrients that rebuild and stop.
Well, things like twisting an ankle. Or any kind of physical challenge you maybe have, developing arthritis in your thumbs and your wrists as you get on in years. All right, that's chronic inflammation.
Exactly.
And also in the brain, the little forgetfulness, the little what did I do with that? What am I looking for?
Are you trying to mimic me? Are you trying to say something about what I say to you? Come on, you say it too.
I'm trying to remember the exact dialogue that you go through when you can't find your glasses.
Did I just say? Or I start walking out of the house and I leave my shoes in the house. Is that what you're saying?
Something like that.
I said okay.
And I'm wondering why your feet hurt all of a sudden.
Oh yeah.
Amazing.
Come on.
But that's the inflammatory. Cellular inflammation. Cells are so tiny you can't see them, folks. But every cell in your body performs a specific function, whether it's a skin cell, a heart cell, an eye cell, a brain cell. Inflammation burns them up.
Burns them up. That's right.
And that one little cell or that little group of cells or that whole thumb or the whole muscle function of that particular part of your body is hurting. And you can't remember, you can't do it. It's all inflammatory.
That's exactly
all
right.
Disease, say every holistic, not just holistic, but all of medical science says all disease comes from chronic inflammation.
Exactly.
Whatever the disease is, it's Parkinson's, it's cancer, it's heart disease, it's whatever it is, it's inflammation. Well, what helps to put out the fire big time is pain power.
Pain power. And its buddy, eggshell membrane, for rebuilding the flexibility.
Absolutely.
And we have them both at Alive and Well. And you know, when we're talking about star players, this amazes me.
That's
the
me,
MK7.
Honey. You're talking about me. Don't talk.
Oh, please. I wanted to say something nice. Gary's going to allow me. He's going to allow me to
I know, but I'm so humble. It really bothers
humble?
Me.
Humble?
Yes.
That is not exactly a descriptive word that I would say about you, darling. I mean, you have a lot of great words.
Yeah.
Humble? Ah.
Well, I'm very self-conscious when you dwell on how terrific I really am. So
he is, from moment one. Okay.
Anyhow.
Anyway, you know how I talk about a star player. We've talked about and quoted all these doctors about MK7, K2, mm-hmm. cleaning out the calcification out of the veins and arteries, working with vitamin D3 to put it in the bones where it belongs, building a bone density as much as 60% or more, but making beautiful, clear arteries, and which keep your body a lot healthier and help to prevent heart attacks.
And vitamin D3 has been used. We've been admonished for years. Get plenty of sunshine. Get plenty of vitamin D to build bones. But vitamin D3 grabs the calcium in the bloodstream, in the guts, and brings it into the bloodstream. But then it doesn't do much with it. It settles in the arteries and the capillaries until vitamin K2, the Mark 7 version of vitamin K2, comes along, picks up that calcium in the arteries and the capillaries, and redirects it where? To where?
To the bones.
And the brain.
But it was also shown to reconstruct bone density dramatically, because we lose that. Well, here's another role, and thank you, Dr. Mercola, for quoting about and quoting the clinical trials to support this. He always does the clinical trials, okay? Fact checked, okay? He says, pregnant, make sure you're getting enough vitamin K2. Well, that's Dr. Mercola quoting. He says, you know, vitamin K2, MK7, is critical for the prevention of a number of chronic diseases, just as he went into the same things that you were talking about. It's also vital for women, says the doctor, who are trying to conceive, who are pregnant, and for growing healthy children. Quote, vitamin K2 plays a very important role throughout pregnancy for the development of teeth, for both primary and adult teeth, the development of proper facial form, healthy facial form, as well as strong bones. Then again, throughout childhood, to prevent cavities, and through adolescence as the skeleton is growing. Dr. Room Blue, he's quoting a doctor from the clinical trials in which that was demonstrated.
Yeah, yeah.
And then on, vitamin K2 is needed throughout pregnancy and later while breastfeeding, says the doctor. It may be particularly important during the third trimester, as most women's levels tend to drop at that time, indicating there's an additional drain on the system toward the end of pregnancy. Since vitamin K2 has no toxicity issues, it will be prudent to double or even triple, says the doctor, your intake while pregnant.
Well, I wish my mom had that information, because I was born with bad teeth. I was born with bad jaw. I was born with bad lungs. I was born with a lot of things that were compromised, which they didn't have this information way
back
then.
No, we did not.
Okay. So I can't blame my mother. I don't even mean to.
Of course not.
I don't even mean to imply that. But I wish this information had been, because I've had a lifetime of tooth problems and other skeletal problems, which were all can now be recognized as being deficiencies of certain nutrients, which nobody took vitamins in those days.
And now, you know, it's amazing that this is how I keep learning when I get this information. And suddenly what came to my mind was this problem we had with our first gorgeous, magnificent child, Rachel Bae Jones. And when she was born, she had a skeletal problem with her knees and legs. They mm-hmm. were was kind of bent.
They were bowed.
They were bent and bowed. And when she and you know, I gave her nutrition later on, and did and we came out of it. But they wanted to put her in casts for a long period of time, because she had this. Had I known at this particular time, this was quite a long more than half a century ago, I would have certainly been taking, and during the nursing period, which I did liberally, mm-hmm. to take the vitamin K2, MK7, and what it could do for the developing baby. This is new to me.
It's new to everybody, honey.
But one aspect.
Yeah.
This one aspect, I wouldn't have known. And now I do. Thank you, Dr. Mercola, and the clinical trials in which you're... do you want to, you know, would you like to read, dear? Because Dr. David Brownstein, MD, is writing about another aspect of cardio Q10.
Oh, yeah.
I'm from the top, Mr. Jones, okay? About cardio Q10.
Another one of my thousand favorite nutrients. Okay. Word for word, folks, right out of the doctor's pen. A study in the Journal of Research in Medical Sciences attempted to see if supplementing with cardio Q10 would improve diabetes blood control. Diabetic women were given 100 milligrams of cardio Q10 or a placebo for 12 weeks. At the end of the study, blood pressure was reduced in the cardio Q10 treated group compared to the placebo group, which did not receive the cardio Q10. Fasting blood sugar level was also lower in those who took the cardio Q10.
That's an important factor right there.
Boy, oh,
that's
baby.
An interesting and another and medical trial supporting just what Dr. David Brownstein says.
Mm-hmm. And again, he goes on to say that insulin sensitivity was improved in the cardio Q10 group. Think of all the people who have pre-diabetes. Pre-diabetes is they put you on drugs. They make sure you check your A1C level and repeatedly. But here's the bitter sweetness about all of this, is that nutrients have many, many beneficial manifestations. It isn't just one vitamin does it all, or we got the latest multivitamin. Well, multi simply means more than one. Do you have a real multivitamin? Do you have something that contains 25 or 30 different nutrients, all from plant sources? Not really. Let me go on with the article. Cardio Q10 deficiency, says the doctor, is associated with many health problems, and supplementing with cardio Q10 has been shown to help with heart failure, with Parkinson's disease, with migraine headaches, with statin-induced muscle aches and pain. And here's something else.
Yes, yes, yes.
Here's something else. When you take statin drugs, they burn up the cardio Q10.
That's right. It's not there.
So it lowers all benefits you're getting or would be getting. Yeah. And if you're not taking it to begin with, it even weakens the heart muscle.
And don't forget the black box warning that it ups your manifestations of dementia and even the worst forms,
mm-hmm.
and muscle breakdown and kidney and
sarcopenia, muscle breakdown.
Absolutely.
From the statin drugs.
And it also shoots up your diabetes levels.
Well,
diabetes levels. That's one of the side effects listed in the black box.
And what's this doctor saying about cardio Q10? It prevents all of that.
It helps prevents all of that, and that's incredible. That's another fabulous. Let's talk about a fantastic star player. There it is. And could you just say briefly about what the difference in the cardio Q10 is?
It's a remarkably well-absorbed form. It's a patented form from a doctor in Japan. It is called cardio Q10, cardio CoQ10, and we call it cardio Q10 because it's just superb. It strengthens the heart, it strengthens the brain, it strengthens every muscle, every cell in your body, because it helps utilize this natural cellular energies, the oxygen and the food supply of every cell in your anatomy. It's a phenomenal product. And this doctor goes on to say, it is very, very safe. It says, I routinely have patients take up to 300 milligrams or more per day, and I recommend more cardio Q10 when an illness is severe.
That's right, David Brownstein.
Or at advanced age.
That exact advanced now, age, because you're not making it past the 40s. You don't even make it anymore.
You stop making it by the time you're 28.
That's right. It makes a world of difference with energy levels, with the heart pumping, with everything you want to do in life.
And Dr. Mercola gave I don't have it here to read to you, but he gave an outline, suggested dosages for cardio Q10. From 28 or 30 years of age on, start taking it. You can take it before that if you're an athlete, because the more athletic you are, the more physically involved you are, the more active you are, the more you need to strengthen your heart. Because keep in mind, cardio Q10, say all the holistic physicians, strengthens the mitochondrial production of every cell in your body, your heart, and your brain and all the vital organs, when the mitochondria activity starts to diminish in your mid to late 30s, keep this in mind. Most professional athletes retire by the time they're 35 or 38 years old. Why? They can't keep up with a young player entering the league at 22 years of age who is 16 years younger, faster, quicker, mentally, physically, and just as big, just as powerful, or even more so. But his body is still making all the good nutrients that a 38-year-old body doesn't make anymore. And cardio Q10 is a major one.
That's right.
That's why what Mercola said, going by age, increase it as you get older. But if you're physically active, increase it even more.
Well, and Brownstein was supporting that with how he gives it to his patients.
That's
and
right.
Different, and you know,
so 300 milligrams is not excessive at all.
Not a bit. Now, you know, Fred Pescatore, another leading physician, is reporting about, this is very important because this is often ignored. And you remember when you were saying just a little while ago, dear, I hope you do, that you were saying about how you had gum problems and teeth
my whole
problems.
Life.
Okay. Now, here's a very important one, a situation addressed by another leading physician, Fred Pescatore, MD. Gateway, here's the title of his article, Gateway Health Problem leads to diabetes, Alzheimer's, even cancer. And he say, in terms of overall performance, our healthcare system came in at a woeful 37th out of 191 countries in a recent World Health Organization analysis. And he quotes that. It's a gateway problem that we have that leads to significant changes to your well-being over the years. In fact, research links this gateway problem to more than 120 serious diseases and conditions, including type 2 diabetes, heart and kidney disease, Alzheimer's, asthma, osteoporosis, and cancer. Nearly half of Americans ages 30 years and older already show signs of it. And the overlooked health factor, I'll give this to you in a minute, tied to the diseases. I'm talking about poor dental health, he underlines.
Mm-hmm.
Your oral health really can predict your disease risk. Now he goes on and on and on, 120 serious health conditions. The connection between periodontal disease, gum disease, and type 2 diabetes is very, very strong.
And for brain,
and he
brain
says periodontal
function.
Disease occurs when your gums recede or pull away from your teeth and form pockets, okay, where bacteria and become trapped. He goes on about this. And increases inflammation, periodontal disease, people with this kind of gum disease, higher levels of CRP, a reactive protein, inflammatory protein linked to heart disease, atherosclerosis, blood clots. He goes on, it occurs when Streptococcus gordoni, bacteria, he's quoting here, the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland, found that this oral bacteria causes blood clots and clumps that lead to heart attack, stroke, endocarditis, health inflammation, and dementia, Alzheimer's disease. In a 2019 study, researchers tested brain tissue from deceased Alzheimer's patients and found that this P. gingivalis, this bacteria linked to gum disease, caused Alzheimer's disease.
That's right, that's right.
And the National Institute, a larger study of aging, found that older patients with gum disease are much more likely to develop Alzheimer's, and that was the drug that they were talking about. Can you talk about a wonderful, tasteless, phenomenal substance, the Ultra Silver, and what it does about the health of the gums and how to use it?
Well, the Ultra Silver is just that, folks. It is the ultimate in silver anti-infective activity. Silver is one of the safest things in the world you can put into your body, according to holistic physicians for God knows how many years. If it's the right form, if it's the colloidal form of silver. There are other silver products in the market which don't match the 99.9999% pure colloidal silver that the Ultra Silver is. Other products in the market say colloidal silver on the label, but they will give you maybe 20% of the silver product is colloidal, but the rest of it is ionic. And ionic does not have the same antiviral, antibacterial health rejuvenating effects that the Ultra Silver provides. There was a guy several years ago who gained international notoriety because he turned himself blue. His skin was blue. And he said, it's from the colloidal silver I use. Well, he didn't use 100% colloidal silver. He used a silver product which was 20% colloidal and 80% ionic. And his skin started to discolor. First it turned kind of a gray, hazy color, and then turned into blue. And he looked great in a white shirt. Blue skin and a white shirt, very appealing. However, there was a great brouhaha in the press about him. He did not have the protection that the 99.999 pure colloidal silver product can give. And that's what the Ultra Silver is. You can gargle it, you can switch it around your mouth, it kills virus and bacteria and yeast and fungus and parasites. It is a wonderful, and has no adverse effect to it whatsoever.
And remember, I don't know how many times, I know we've stressed this before, but this is so critical that we have this so that our brains can index this when we want to know the information. What has been the leader in Europe? It has to be a century. However long, it's been certainly more than 50 years. And that is, in Europe, the doctors in Europe treating diabetic wounds, instead of amputation, they put the Ultra Silver packs on the legs, and instead of chopping them off, and give it internally and externally.
Yeah.
So the body can heal, fight it off, and you have a life back. You don't have an amputated limb. That's been a leader in Europe forever. And we've seen people who've been very successful in doing that rather than having amputation.
And
if it does that, that's all kinds of bacteria and viruses.
And you had a personal experience with Dr. Jonathan Wright.
I did have that personal experience with Dr. Jonathan Wright, head of Tahoma Clinic in Washington, very famous doctor. Mm-hmm. He's incredible. And I had once taken, because I was performing, and I had once taken an antibiotic, okay?
Because you were losing your voice.
I was losing my voice, and we had to perform in a few days, and we had invested a lot, and it was also a tremendous, right here in Maui. And this is many years ago, and I almost never touched antibiotics, okay? I did that to try to bring my voice back. Anyway, I took an antibiotic, and what had never happened to me in my life, one problem I never had, I was allergic and everything else, I never had diarrhea. That was never a problem. After the 1 week of using that antibiotic, I got violent diarrhea. It never stopped. I couldn't eat anything. I was in terrible pain. And then I went to the doctor, and they did the test and said, you have Crohn's disease advanced. And I said, that's a drug I took. They said, you're crazy lady.
You didn't have it 2 weeks before.
No, you're crazy lady. You're crazy lady. And we have to work and take out part of your bowel and do all kinds of drastic things. And I was very ill. I didn't allow that operation, but I got skinnier and skinnier. Finally, I could eat next to nothing. I couldn't work or anything, and I was at the point of goodbye planet. And then went into the store to see if there was anything that I could get down my mouth, you know? And that's when, thank God, Jonathan Wright came in, because he knew us. And you told him, Dr. Wright, my God, Mona had... And he said, she got it from that damn antibiotic that she took.
Right.
And that is deadly, because that antibiotic caused this virus to rise up, which created the Crohn's disease. Ultra Silver is what I use, the form you have right here, Dennis. This is the form I use in my Tahoma clinic, okay, in Washington. This is what I use. Give it to her. And within 1 week, at his recommendations, I'm not making a claim, I'm telling you my experience, and Jonathan Wright, what he told Dennis to do to give me. Mm-hmm. And within 1 week to 10 days, all my symptoms vanished. I became completely well. I never had, and later on there was a class action lawsuit against that antibiotic causing Crohn's disease. Hundreds of thousands of people ended causing Crohn's disease, and if you or a loved one took this antibiotic and suffered death, and I want to say the name, death or severe illness, you know, then
you had a claim.
You could get a claim. Anyway, yeah. So this was a great nutrient is a great nutrient.
And besides that, it's terrific for toenail fungus.
Yes, it is. It okay. helps in any...
How many testimonials have we had over the years of people who use the Ultra Silver get rid of their toenail fungus in a very short time?
And the people that come on, and because they follow what has been a practice in many top hospitals in the U.S. of A., they use the Ultra Silver when babies are born for babies' eyes, ears, mm-hmm. nose, and all that, because of infections they pick up from mother's birth canal. That's actually our first granddaughter. She's 20 now. Gorgeous. She's our daughter's child. Was born here, but they didn't use it here. And then she got a terrible eye. She had an eye infection, and they used an antibiotic, which made it's a virus, which made it 10 times worse. And her mother was crying. We raced over and just put the Ultra Silver. Overnight, the thing was cured.
That's right.
Just using, based on what doctors already knew about Ultra Silver.
There you go.
And they use it even for animals and animals' wounds and things like that. So I'm saying this is, and people get a little afraid. Oh, I guess, does it taste really? It has no taste whatsoever.
It tastes like water.
And it never spoils. It never goes bad. It's really a miracle worker.
It is absolutely
a miracle worker.
You got it, baby.
And so that's a great thing to know. And you never can find, NAC just is in the news all the time, okay?
NAC.
N-acetylcysteine.
That's my favorite amino acid of the whole world.
And McCullough and all reporting and the others are reporting about that and talking about, we know about how it is in the lungs and the sinuses, the liver, the kidney, all of these different things. But I think it's very interesting here's the medical reports and clinical trials reported by Dr. McCullough. All of the different clinical trials stated here. And it says here that the NAC has been showing increased promise as a neuroprotectant. Scientists are investigating NAC as a treatment for Parkinson's disease, which has been linked to glutathione deficiency in the region that houses dopamine neurons, and they cite the clinical trials. However, because glutathione is poorly absorbed, in all cases, it's easier to raise your glutathione by taking NAC instead. It has potential for Alzheimer's, as according to researchers, the process of protein deposition that occurs in the Alzheimer's is an accelerated pace, which is why dementia occurs later in life, okay? Another area where NAC, again, all the clinical trials, shows particular promise is in the treatment of mental health disorders, including post-traumatic stress disorder, clinical trials, depression, and substance use disorders.
There was a mention that you kind of glossed over, and that is that NAC helps produce glutathione.
That's exactly right. That's right.
And glutathione is the major, antioxidant for your entire body. What does that mean? Antioxidants put out inflammation. Antioxidants help to restore natural cellular function. Glutathione produces more antioxidants. So that again, folks, keep in mind, if you can, try to think of did you ever see a cell, a human cell, a skin cell? You may see a flake of skin, dry skin. But how many cells are in that tiny, tiny, tiny little flake of skin? Good God, who knows? Who can count them? But how many cells are in your eyes? How many cells are in your heart? How many cells are in your thumb or your muscle? It's the human cell which is burned up by inflammation. And glutathione helps to reduce the inflammation. And NAC plus helps produce glutathione. It's just phenomenal what nutrients can do. Nutrients help create new life.
Exactly.
Drugs suppress symptoms.
Right.
Yes, you can take drugs to reduce congestion. Okay, wonderful. But the minute you stop taking the drug, guess what comes back? The congestion. Guess what comes back? The inflammation. So you'd have to take more drugs and more drugs. And more, we have people coming in the store who have up to 25 drugs they take every day of their life.
Right.
And they're walking around in a semi-stupor, zombie state, not knowing what to do next, and completely oblivious to what is really going on in their body. The symptoms are reduced, but it causes other symptoms, which are not life-sustaining. So no. I'm not trying to push any particular product. All I'm saying is that nutrients build cellular wall integrity, cellular life, enzyme function within each cell, and it's you're a sprout. Every cell is a sprout coming out of the ground.
And one other thing, like there's been so many, there was anti-strokes and everything, but one of the things that I think is very, that the doctors reported was that the super antioxidant N-acetylcysteine helps rid your body of mRNA vaccine toxins.
Oh, yes.
The spike protein dangers of the mRNA vaccines are now widely known, but that's not the only concern. A large Italian study has found evidence of metallic materials in vaccine samples, but the doctors found that NAC helps rid the body of the toxins related to these vaccines.
And there's aluminum they put in the vaccines. To why? To disperse it more evenly through your body. Aluminum. They're spraying now aluminum in the skies, microscopic particles of aluminum to reflect the heat of the sun, because The sun has become the latest villain in overheating of the earth.
Well, anyhow, that's why it's so important to focus on the nutrients, the organic foods, and the right choices, okay? Nutrients, right foods, organic choices. It's so critically important. And we are Fanatic Organics at Alive and Well. We are there for you in every conceivable manner. And we had we've had so many people come in and say, who are visitors, a young man saying, this is my favorite place to eat at the broth cafes. Mm-hmm. It's the best food, the best environment, the healthiest. I feel wonderful when I get it. We hear this all the time. And don't forget, too, that you can call the 877-4950, 877-4950. You can set up a time. You want to sit and talk? Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medication or off. Don't do that. And we don't charge a dime. But a beautiful, wonderful area. We can just give you the information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. Set up a time so we're not with somebody else or we're not there for any reason, okay? 877-4950, one-on-one, no charge, but great information and lovely comfort. And we also do shipping. We also do anything you want, gift certificates, whatever you like. It's all there, 877-4950, any one of the great services that, and we provide so many of them. If you want orders, you want things, and you can call the number. And if you want, you're having a party or you want to take out all of your food or you're going to have something, we'll have it all ready for you whenever you say.
You can go to the app, The Broth at Alive and Well, and then the entire menu is there. Make your selection, choose what you want, tell them what time you want to pick it up or what time you want to come in and sit down at the marble bar and have lunch. It'll be ready the minute you walk in the door, exactly the way you want it. So give that number a call or go to the app, Broth at Alive and Well in Maui, and you've got everything at your beck and call.
And we're at your beck and call. We're at your beck and call. We love talking to you. We love spending time with you. You'll never experience any supplements like you get at those wonderful and the great prices and the great experience at Alive and Well.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.